Welcome back. In this lesson, we're talking about one of the fastest ways to make drama and bass feel like a real track instead of a never-ending loop, using stabs musically. A stab is basically a short, punchy hit. Usually it's a chord, or a resampled synth hit, or a filtered tone that has attitude. And in DNB, stabs are less like here's my chord progression and more like percussive harmony. They sit in the groove, they answer the drums, they leave room for the bass, and they give you instant energy without you writing some giant melody. By the end of this, you'll have a simple DNB loop that can expand into an 8 to 16 bar idea, and you'll know how to turn one stab sound into an intro tease, a drop driver, and a variation for a second drop. Same sound, different job. That's the workflow win. All right, let's set the foundation. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. If you want a default, go 174. Now pick a key. We'll use F minor, because minor keys in DNB are basically instant mood. Here's a small Ableton habit that saves time. Make a quick MIDI track with an instrument, anything simple, and just hold or loop an F note. That's your pitch reference. It keeps you from pitching stabs randomly and wondering later why everything feels off. Now, step one. Get a stab quickly. The whole point is speed. You want something usable immediately, not a two-hour sound design session. Option is the fastest. Use a chord stab preset, make a MIDI track, load Waveedable or Drift, and browse chord, keys, or pluck style presets. Then play an F minor chord, F, Ab, C. Keep the MIDI notes short. The goal is a sound that feels good when it's short. If it only sounds good when it's held for two bars, it's not a stab. It's a pad pretending to be a stab. Option B is the classic jungle move. Sampled stabs, make an audio track. Drag in a chord hit or rave stab sample, turn on warp, and choose a warp mode. If you want it more natural and tonal, try Complex Pro. If you want it a bit more synthetic and edgy, try Tones. Then transpose it until it sits in key. Don't overthink it. Small nudges, like plus or minus 3 semitones, and trust your ear against that F reference. Option C is the best long-term workflow. Resample your own. Make a chord in Waveedable or Drift. Then record a few hits into an audio track set to resampling. Maybe record a couple different pitches. Now you've got your own audio stab library and audio is fast to slice, move, reverse, pitch, and arrange. Cool. Step 2. Make it stabby. This is where beginners usually miss. Even a great chord sound won't work if the envelope is wrong. If you're using MIDI, shape the amp envelope. Put the attack super fast, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 150 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain at zero. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Short, but not clicky. If you hear clicks, slightly increase attack or release. You want punch, not glitches. If you're using audio, throw it into simpler and classic mode. Add a tiny fade in to avoid clicks, then set decay and release similarly. Same concept, short and controlled. Now filter it. Auto filter, low pass 24 dB slope. LP24, start the cutoff somewhere between 300 and 2500 Hz depending on how bright the stab is. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%. This is a huge DNB mixing trick. You're basically choosing what lane the stab lives in so it doesn't fight hats and bass. Quick coach note here, think accent layer, not main instrument. If your loop starts feeling crowded, don't immediately change sounds. First, reduce note count. Try a two-note version, like root plus fifth. In F, that's F and C. Or try root plus seventh for mood, like F and Eb. Less notes can feel bigger in DNB because it leaves room for drums and sub. Step 3. Write DNB-friendly rhythms. This is the groove glue. Stabs are percussive harmony, so you write them like percussion, but with pitch. Make a two-bar loop. Play stabs mostly on offbeats and syncopations. Here are two starting feels. For a classic roller support pattern, think hits that bounce around offbeats, a couple in bar 1, then a slightly busier idea in bar 2 that leads you back into the loop. For a jungle-ish call and response feel, try a quick little burst of short hits early in bar 1, then one bigger hit late in bar 2, like a signpost into the restart. And here's an Ableton workflow move. Jam ideas on your keyboard, then use MIDI capture. Don't hit record, just play, and when something cool happens, capture it. That's one of the fastest. I didn't plan this, but it's vibing tools in live. Now, step 4. Make it musical fast with one trick. I call it the two-chord world. To avoid getting stuck in theory, pick two chords that work in dark DNB and switch between them every 2 or 4 bars. That's enough movement to feel like composition. In F minor, chord 1 is F minor, F, Ab, C. Chord 2 could be Ab major, Ab, G, BB, or DB major, DB, F, Ab. You keep the rhythm mostly the same. Then every couple bars you swap the chord. You'll be shocked how quickly it stops feeling like a loop and starts feeling like a section. If you want an even darker vibe, try minor 7 or sus chords. FM 7, adding Ab on top, is instantly moody. Or F sus 2, which is F, G, C, gives you tension without sounding happy. Step 5. Processing. We're going to use a simple stock Ableton chain that makes stab sit in a DNB mix. First, EQ 8. High pass the stab, usually 150 to 300 HC, and honestly in DNB it's often even higher, like 200 to 400, depending on how busy your bass is. You're protecting the sub and low mids. If the stab is poking the snare or getting harsh, do a gentle dip around 2 to 5 KHC, like 2 dB, not a massive scoop. Next, saturator. Put it in analog clip. Drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. This gives presence and grit without needing it louder. This is also how stabs can still be felt when you listen at low volume. Then, add motion. Auto filter is perfect. You can automate cutoff manually or use the filter envelope style movement. This audio version is shortened for playback.